The bird passes a great deal of the day in sleep, and hovers in quest of prey, chiefly in the morning and the evening. While soaring at a height beyond the reach of human eyes, the sharp-sighted condor discerns its prey on the level heights beneath it, and darts down upon it with the swiftness of lightning. When a bait is laid, it is curious to observe the number of condors which assemble in a quarter of an hour in a spot near which not one had been previously visible. These birds possess the senses of sight and smell in a singularly powerful degree. Some old travellers have affirmed that the plumage of the condor cannot be pierced by a musket ball. This absurdity is scarcely worthy of contradiction, but it is nevertheless true that the bird has a singular tenacity of life, and that it is seldom killed by firearms unless when shot in some vital part. Its plumage, particularly on the wings, is very strong and thick. The natives therefore seldom attempt to shoot the condor. They usually catch it by traps or by lasso, or kill it in by storms flung from slings or by the bowlers. A curious method of capturing the condor alive is practiced in one province. A fresh cowhide with some fragments of flesh adhering to it is spread out on one of the level heights, and an Indian provided with ropes creeps beneath it, while some others station themselves in ambush near the spot ready to assist him. Presently a condor, attracted by the smell of the flesh, darts down upon the cowhide, and then the Indian, who is concealed under it, seizes the bird by the legs and binds them fast in the skin, as if in a bag. The captured condor flaps its wings and makes ineffectual attempts to fly, but it is speedily secured and carried in triumph to the nearest village. Live condors are frequently sold in the markets of Chile and Peru, where a very fine one may be purchased for $1.50. Dr. J. Van Schudy travels in Peru.